To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment guaranteeing women the right to vote, WYPR is broadcasting a series called Beyond the Ballot. This program features Maryland women who have changed our world for the better during the past century. I'm Sherry Parks. On Election Day in 1908, 12 years before the national ratification, three women showed up at the polls in the village of Still Pond, Maryland, and voted. Actually, some women had had the right to vote for some time. In her book, Annapolis City on the Severn, Maryland historian Jane Wilson McWilliams wrote that, in some places by 1819, technically, women who owned property were allowed to vote. But there was no evidence that any of them did. Change came slowly. But in 1908, 60 miles away from Annapolis, the farming village of Still Pond in Kent County took a breathtaking leap. The bustling rural crossroads community wrote in its charter a guarantee that women taxpayers had the right to vote in all municipal elections. 14 women registered, including two African-American women. Three of the women, along with 72 men, showed up to vote on Election Day. According to a news report, the women insisted on filling in their own ballots. Mary Jane Clark Howard was 69, a farmer's widow for 24 years and a mother of 10. She told a reporter that she felt very foolish voting, but wanted to see what she had been missing. Anne Baker Maxwell and Eliza Lilly Derringer Kelly were reported to be the wives of physicians and leaders of thought in the community. Kelly was also the granddaughter of Henry Derringer, the Philadelphia gunsmith who invented the pocket-sized pistol. And what of the 11 registered women who stayed home? Some were deterred by a downpour that day, others by household chores and hungry menfolk, and one by a fussy baby. A post-election editorial of the Baltimore Sun flattered the women who stayed home. It read, "The women, most of them, have something far more important to occupy their time than politics. Men can attend to the voting, but they cannot attend to the baby and other duties which require the greater ability of women." It would take another 12 years before the rest of the country would push past such traditional thinking when ratifying the 19th Amendment. Mary Jane Howard and Lily Kelly did not live to see their nation take that step. But in their community of Still Pond, Maryland, their votes had counted.